For Andrew Fleury, every day is a battle. After years on dialysis, numerous health setbacks, and mounting financial strain, the 39-year-old Iroquois Falls resident is urgently seeking a kidney donor to give him a second chance at life. "I've always had problems with my kidney. When I was born, I only had one kidney, and it was damaged from the start," Fleury told Timmins today. "I always knew I'd eventually end up on dialysis. It was just a matter of time." That time came in 2019, when Fleury was diagnosed with lymphocyte cancer, known as follicular lymphoma, which affects specific white blood cells. Chemotherapy, while necessary to treat the cancer, also caused his kidney to shut down completely. By October of that year, he was unable to walk or speak, and his body was shutting down. He was misdiagnosed multiple times before finally being placed on dialysis, a treatment he has relied on ever since. For 5 years, Fleury managed to maintain an active role in his community, volunteering as a hockey trainer while supporting his two children, aged 12 and 16. However, his health has deteriorated significantly since November. Swelling, infections, pneumonia, and fluid buildup around his heart and lungs have left him struggling to breathe. Dialysis treatments have been increased to remove excess fluid, but his condition continues to decline. "I've lost a lot of weight. When I first started all of this, I was 210 pounds, and now I'm down to 162, he said. "Everything is shutting down. It's been torture." Despite being in remission from cancer for over a year, Fleury has not been placed on the organ donor list. Medical complications and bureaucratic delays have left him waiting without answers. Adding to the burden, Fleury's financial situation has become dire. Previously earning a six-figure salary working in a mine, he has been unable to work for over 5 years. His long-term disability benefits expired in December, leaving him with only $1,900 per month from Canadian Pension Plan, CPP, disability benefits to support his family. "The healthcare system is so broken, it does not help people like me at all," he said. "I travel to Timmins for dialysis 3 times a week, all out of my own pocket because I'm just under the 100-kilometer limit to qualify for a travel grant." Fleury said his wife works tirelessly to keep the family afloat, but their financial strain is evident. "She works nonstop. There's no time for us, no time for anything. Bills have to be paid, and unfortunately, she's the only income in the house," he said. While the system has failed him, Fleury has found hope in the support of his community. A recent Facebook post detailing his urgent need for a kidney donor has led to several people reaching out to London Health Sciences Centre to begin the screening process. "Iroquois Falls is amazing. In just a couple of days, 3 people have started the paperwork to see if they're a match," he said. "The community has been incredible. When I was in the hospital, my hockey team, 24 guys, all 19 years old, came to visit me. My kids' hockey team even put together gift certificates to help us out." In Ontario, 1,447 people are currently waiting for an organ transplant, while 35% of residents are registered donors. Any healthy adult over the age of the 18th of May be eligible to donate a kidney. A donor can be a family member, friend, neighbor, or acquaintance of the transplant candidate. There are no requirements for the donor to match the candidate in age, sex, or ethnicity. For Fleury, he said finding a donor means everything. "It would mean that I get to live. I get to see my kids grow up. I get to work again, contribute to society, and just have my life back," he said. "Right now, it's a waiting game. Either I die, or I receive a kidney." Those interested in becoming a potential donor can contact the Living Donor Office at 519-663-3552 or email livingkidneydonatio@lhsc.on.ca. "There's nothing in this world I could ever do to repay someone for saving my life. It's not like borrowing money or a car, it's life-saving," Fleury said.